Hi, everybody. Welcome back to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Nicole. 大家好。
Today, we have some help for your Cantonese studies.
Yes, we do.
We're going to tell you the best tools to help you learn Cantonese. Besides us, of course, that is.
Yes, these are the supplements for you.
Think of these tools like the hammer, nails, glue, wood, etc. that are going to help you build your Cantonese. Build it into a nice big...Cantonese pyramid of language or something like that.
Yeah. Once you have these tools, imagine what you can do, Matt.
Yes, you could totally fool people. That's right, you could totally fool people into thinking you can read and write Cantonese. I mean, that in and of itself is a great party trick and a side benefit while learning Cantonese.
Yeah, that's right. Our tool can even make Cantonese website readable, even if you can't read Cantonese.
Which is great, because that way you can dive right into the Hong Kong, Macau, or Guangdong scene, or wherever Cantonese spoken regions are, without even being there.
Plus, we'll show you how to get instant translations and Yutping transcription for... Plus, we'll show you how to get instant translations and Yutping transcriptions for characters. Learn Cantonese words a lot faster and retain more vocabulary. One more time. Learn Cantonese words a lot faster and retain more vocabulary.
Now the tools, some are slightly tech-oriented, and others are just tried and true methods.
That's right. But use the tools. They will help a lot.
Even if you just try out one or two and find the one that suits you the best, it's going to bring about a lot of benefit. We know because we've been there.
The best part is you can come to CantoneseClass101.com and share. And learn what has worked for other students like you.
That's right. We have learners from all over the world with all different kinds of styles, from the Bill Gates style of learning to the bookworm who doesn't like computers. There is someone in our community that relates to your specific style of learning, and we can all give each other tips.
So, come and say hello and make some language learning partners.
All right, now on to our five learning tools. Okay, now for number one. What is the number one thing you're going to need, Nicole?
A Cantonese dictionary.
Yeah, sorry guys, that's not the long-haired type. Now, this is a little anticlimactic, perhaps.
Anticlimactic, maybe, but necessary.
What we do have for you are some very exciting dictionaries.
Right, there are some surprising new forms out there that won't make your school bag any heavier.
Number two is a website called AdsoTrans that does everything from translating to converting to Yutping.
Another one, number three, is a strange sounding one.
Yeah, that's right. It's called Cantonese Perakun. It sounds a little strange, but you're going to love it. Number four is an old standby. Watching Cantonese movies.
Oh, I love that.
And last but not least, character writing software for your computer. Great for those who are calligraphy challenged like me.
Okay, now let's go over the five tools.
So a Cantonese dictionary, this must be like the hammer, right?
Yep, the most essential tool anyway.
Okay, we know what you're thinking, obviously. But here, what we think are the best dictionaries and maybe some specialized forms of Cantonese dictionaries. That you've never heard of.
So, of course, you can choose the paper form.
But these are heavy and tedious. Looking up Cantonese characters is not an easy task, especially manually.
So there are some more choices. Therefore, there are some great tools that have been created to make it easier.
One really popular one is the PlecoDic, or Pleco Dictionary for the palm.
This program allows you to mouse over a character and instantly see its Yutping and English definition.
So when you're staring blankly at your restaurant menu,wondering how to know if that is chicken, cat, or frog, with just a little finger finesse, you can find out instantly.
If you use a paper, If you use a paper dictionary, you might have a very impatient waiter. Or paper cut.
Or even worse, give up and just randomly point to some oddity. That could be scary.
Yeah. So try to placle if you have a palm device.
Though you might get your palms a little greasy.
Ew.
On a side note, part of what makes Pleco so great is the awesome Cantonese dictionary that it's based on.
Yeah, it can buy in book form too. It's available online or in language learning centers. Ooh, no. Yeah, you can buy it in book form too. It's available online or in language learning bookstores.
Okay, now tool number two is also an online help.
Yeah, it's called AtsoTrends. Inevitably, like everything in life these days, your learning process is going to be somewhat online. And you can't really avoid it.
Therefore, if you're faced with characters that you don't know on the screen, you are not alone. There is help.
You can find it at www.atsotrends.com. And basically what it is an incredible online super dictionary.
You just cut and paste any Cantonese text and let Adso analyze. Then you mouse over the results to see what the words mean and how to pronounce them.
You can also use Adso to translate text directly from Cantonese to English.
Plus, it too has very thorough definitions, often even for slang or the more current terms, as it's constantly being updated.
This is great to use when you're wanting to decipher some text in Cantonese or romanize your Cantonese.
Okay, speaking of the internet, there are some tools. Okay, speaking of the internet, tool three is a great way to jump into Cantonese.
Yes, it's Cantonese...
Perakun.
So funny.
So imagine, what could be cooler than being able to read Cantonese blogs, Cantonese newspapers, even buy things on Cantonese eBay before you can even speak or read Cantonese?
Matt, you're talking crazy.
I know, but it's true. All you need to do is download a plugin for Firefox called Cantonese Perakun.
We'll post a link to the plugin on the site, but it's available at the Mozilla Add-ons website. And you can also find a link on the PDFs that you download from our site.
If you need help spelling it, it's PER KUN. Perakun. You just download and then install it, and drag its icon onto your navigation bar through View, Toolbars, then Customize.
Those are all great so far.
That's right, but I still think that we need a techie tools break. Let's get back to something more artistic and craftsy.
Okay, like one of my personal favorite tools, Hong Kong movies.
Yep, no better way to burn Cantonese into your mind or to reinforce what you have learned through both visual and auditory stimulus.
That's right. You can choose both old-fashioned movies or modern movies.
Yeah, you can buy the latest movies, or you can even download some of the old Hong Kong flicks off of the internet.
And also, there are numerous pirated DVDs available in the market. And you can put stuff on your iPhone too.
It makes it really convenient to use spare moments you have, guaranteed to push your Cantonese to the next level.
Okay, now back to the computer.
Yes, because it can help you to write Cantonese characters, even when you cannot.
So, tool five, Cantonese Association Character Writing Software.
Now, with the help of all your tools, chances are you're going to be ready to start chatting with your newfound Cantonese friends online, or find some Cantonese friend. Now, with the help of all your tools, chances are you're going to be ready to start chatting with your newfound Cantonese friends online.
Or bid on the Cantonese eBay.
So how are you going to write to somebody in Cantonese? This is what Cantonese Association's Yutping input thingy will do for you.
That's right. You can use Yutping and it will help you choose the correct characters.
It's got lots of great features. For example, it allows you to type out strings of words as long as you want. It's incredibly intuitive.
And all that means a really convenient way of typing Cantonese. If you don't have it, you can get it at the Cantonese Association website or find the link on our PDF or on our website.
All these are great tools. I've used all of them. But I do have to say that there was one last thing that I want to mention that maybe people get into these high-tech things. All these tools are great. I've used them all. But I do have to say there's one last thing that I want to mention.
What is that?
That is the Humble Notebook and Pen. So many uses, but I'll share my tip. Every time you hear a word, learn a word, or find yourself lacking a word that you need to know, write it down.
Yes. Otherwise, you won't retain as much.
The next time you are with someone Cantonese, you can ask them, how do you say such and such? Or how would I say this? Or what does this mean? Then just study the words whenever you pull out your notebook.
That's right. It's really good supplement.
It's really going to help take your Cantonese to that next level.
That's right. So those are the top 5 tools for learning Cantonese.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.